A global march to Gaza is what it's being called. It involves around 3,000 people departing from Cairo in Egypt and aiming to reach Rafah on Sunday. And around 50 Irish people, including the People Before Profit Solidarity TD for Dublin South West, Paul Murphy, are due to take part in the demonstration. He's due to fly to the Egyptian capital today and he joins us now. Good morning, Paul Murphy.
Good morning, Samantha. Thanks for having me on.
Why are you taking part in this?
Because I think the whole world has seen the horror that has deepened day after day for now more than 20 months, as we've seen the genocide inflicted by Israel on the people of Palestine, in Gaza in particular. We've seen the slaughter of children, of women, of men, the targeting of hospitals, the targeting of schools, the targeting of journalists. And since March, Israel has been trying to starve the people of Gaza. All aid has been prevented from getting in. That's food, that's water, that's medical supplies. And the result is that 500,000 people are facing starvation. In fact, just since the end of May, Israel has now monopolized the distribution of a tiny amount of aid. So the UN isn't allowed in, no other respected international aid agencies are allowed in, but instead they have their own organization distributing a tiny, tiny amount of aid and using it effectively as a weapon of war.
Who is organizing this demonstration and what difference do you think it's going to make to that situation?
So this is organized by kind of global civil society, ordinary people, and people who right around the world are rising up for Palestine, who are horrified at what is taking place, are horrified at the complicity of Western governments, including our own government, and are trying to do whatever they can. So the purpose is to march to the Rafah crossing and to demand that the aid that is sitting there is allowed in, to allow a humanitarian corridor so that the threat of famine from the people of Gaza can be lifted, and that no longer will aid be used to entice people into certain areas before being shot down. And over 2,000 people have been either killed or injured in the last 2 weeks alone while queuing for aid as Israel weaponizes this aid.
This comes off the back of the so-called Freedom Flotilla, which was called a selfie yacht and a vanity project by the Israeli authorities. Do you run the risk of being accused of the same thing here?
I mean, I think there's no question that we will be accused of the same thing by Israel, which is seeking to delegitimize all forms of protest against what they're doing. But I think, yes, this does follow on from the Freedom Flotilla, whereby 12 people, including Greta Thunberg, were kidnapped. Their boat was seized illegally in international waters. A French MEP is continuing to be held in solitary confinement. And people are trying to do everything we can to highlight the absolute horror faced by the people of Gaza and urge, obviously, pressure on Israel to lift the blockade, but also pressure on our own governments. I mean, just last night, the government voted to continue for the central bank to authorize the sale of Israeli bonds that are explicitly used to fund this war. We know they're watering down the occupied territories bill. We know they continue to allow thousands of munitions of war to fly through our airspace illegally to Israel, and to demand that our governments stop their complicity in this genocide, so to increase pressure in the West.
Do you expect the Egyptian authorities are going to facilitate this march? Will there be an attempt to cross from Rafah into Gaza? And with so many different groups involved, how can you be ensured that it will be peaceful?
I mean, these are peaceful pro-Palestine solidarity protests. We have a clear, you know, guidelines on what we're doing. We're not trying to forcibly break through into Gaza or anything like that. It is a peaceful demonstration. Unfortunately, this morning we're hearing reports of people being detained at the airport. I think at least two Irish citizens have been detained by Egyptian authorities this morning, over 100 generally, as Israel has called on Egypt to stop this peaceful protest. But we're still urging Egypt to allow this to go ahead. Obviously, it has the support of the vast majority of Egyptian people, not to allow this horror to continue and to allow this peaceful protest take place to demand Israel stops it.
Okay, People Before Profit Solidarity TD for Dublin Southwest, Paul Murphy, thank you for speaking to us. It's 23 minutes past seven.